never been a prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay. Like I do, well, it's a good day. Good day to be me. Hey, you weren't wearing makeup, baby, on the night you said you would. It's funny things that I remember when I'm feeling good. A dollar in my pocket.
Got a dollar in your pocket more today than you did yesterday? Consider yesterday to have been a successful day. Busy hour here on the Good Day program. Everybody is here at your service and on your side. That would include Roberta Fasanelli, who's the Queen of Cheap, that has a lot of things for you today. If you have a baby, listen up. What are we going to get there, Roberta?
Oh, we have all sorts of free things and very inexpensive things from babies. Everything from baby leggings to toys to a car seat canopy, a nursing pillow, diapers, belly button band, you name it. We've got them all for you.
You name it? We got it. Queen of
Cheap. We got it.
We have the report
for belly
button
band one.
About 10 minutes from now. Jennifer will report on television happenings, including Jay Leno being inducted into the Television Hall of Fame Academy. What else, Jen? Jen, are we going to
have? Big changes over at Fox. And good news. News for fans of The Big Bang Theory, Dougie.
All right, we'll have that for you later on in this hour, along with a discussion of the best way to color your hair.
I just did that yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. I've been coloring my hair since I was like 4.
I stopped. Now look at me. It's 8 after the hour. Ken Kessler is here monitoring the social media, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. So, Ken, what do we have as far as folks? By the way, the update here is they still haven't found the Malaysian airplane. Explorers in the South Pacific have, however, finally found parts of Amelia Earhart's plane.
No.
Story of Doug Stephan.
Really?
Yeah. The plane disappeared in 1937. Was one of the most enduring mysteries, it would seem. Explorers, though, seem to be excited about some new evidence that could confirm that the artifacts that were found on a remote South Pacific island may have been from the wreckage of her plane. This is according to the National Group for Historic Aircraft Recovering. They've made 10 or 11 trips to this area. It's the island of Nicomoromo. That sound right, Ken? Nicomoromo, I think.
Know it well.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I think that's how you pronounce it.
Sure.
Team of
our week.
Were they actively looking for her, or did they run into her?
I don't think they ran into her. I think.
Well, you know what I mean.
The plane. That is a question that I do not know the answer to. Ken, you may know more than I do on this. We've posted the story for you, though, to explore at DougStephan.com today. But what is this group, I think, if I remember correctly from what I've read in the past about them, have a number of these sort of plane crashes. They are plane crash recovery experts. And they track this sort of. So I don't think it's a dedicated group just for Amelia Earhart, but I could be wrong, Ken.
No, I don't think they were just dedicated to Amelia, but I think that they found some of this wreckage sometime in the past year, and they've been very excited about.
So what better time to bring up something like this than right now, and nobody can figure out where the Boeing 777 is? Okay, let's dig up Amelia Earhart's plane.
Right.
And by the way, that's been used a lot. Well, nobody could ever find Amelia Earhart's plane, so it's understandable that they maybe will never be able to find.
But hers was a tiny plane, and it was before we had all of this technology. Malaysia, actually, the acting transport minister, Dougie, just had a press conference.
Yeah, they throw water at him
again. His name is Hashimuddin Hussein.
Oh, good for him.
And he dismissed a report that claimed that U.S. investigators believe that the missing jet actually flew on for 4 hours once it lost contact with air traffic.
In this case, who are you going to believe?
I would
the
believe
Malaysians
the
or the Americans?
He also said that the satellite images released by China are actually not debris from the plane. So deny over here in Malaysia.
Who are you going to believe? Even the Chinese have more credibility than the Malaysians. This is a country that allows people with stolen passports to get on their planes. Hello. Roberta, there was an explosion that tore through a couple of buildings yesterday in New York. You want to tell us what Bill Blah? I'm now calling him Blah Blasio because I think the guy.
I should did a good job yesterday.
Why? Because he was wearing a vest. He looked all like excited.
Mr. Blah Blah. All right.
Yeah,
so, what do we know about this?
Well, I mean, this was just a massive, massive explosion. Picture this: you've got 2 5-story buildings side by side, and both of them just blew up. They blew up so hard. They rocked the ground so hard from the explosion that the seismologists at Columbia University, just a little bit uptown from there, actually got a reading. They got an earthquake reading.
Really?
Yeah, that's how powerful this explosion was.
A gas explosion, right?
Yeah, that's what they believe it is, because the residents said they'd smelled gas in the area actually for a couple of days. And it wasn't until yesterday morning, about 15 minutes before the explosion, that somebody actually called it in. And Con Ed was on their way
called
there.
Called in the gas leak.
Called in a report of smelling gas.
Yeah.
And Con Ed was actually on their way there. I think they reported it at 9:13. They dispatched crews at 9:15. The explosion happened at 9:30. They were actually on their way there. They got there like 2 minutes after the explosion happened. But these buildings
are
just leveled.
They weren't there. Those guys must be thankful they weren't
there.
Oh,
my gosh. I mean, they were leveled. I mean, to see this pile of debris, and they've got 6 people dead. They pulled out a couple of bodies overnight, and they've got up to 60 injured, and there's 9 people missing. And, you know,
this near Hunter College? Do I have my fix right on where?
No. Hunter College is on the east side in the 60s. This was on 116th Street and
Park Avenue.
Yeah. This is more towards Columbia University.
Right. That area. It's not a bad part of town either. This is not.
Well, it's known as Spanish Harlem right now. In fact, in Spanish Harlem. In fact, I read to kids up there through SAG. There's something called Book Pals, and you go and you read to the kids at schools there.
Could we get some audio or video on that? That would be great to post on our website.
Yeah, it's great stuff.
Get
it's
some
great.
Video
these,
of that.
These kids are
good.
Terrific. They're
do you speak to them
terrific.
In New York, or do you speak to them in some other language?
You speak to them in New York.
In New York. What you're saying.
It's a real tragedy. And
oh my God, I'm looking at some of the pictures.
The pictures, you know, it brings back images of 9/11 in some cases, you know, when you look at this. It's a real mess.
Right. Well, it's something that we thank heavens there weren't more people in that part of town. It could have been a lot more people hurt, and it could have been a lot worse. So you give thanks for that. Speaking of giving thanks, just a review of the reality quotient that is ours today versus what it was on this date in 1987. As the baseball season was getting ready to get underway, you don't have, 3 weeks till the first pitch, right? I think it's
right around
this weekend.
Yeah, just about.
All right. Back on this date in 1987, a pitcher with the Detroit Tigers named Jack Morris. I don't remember if anybody remembers him or not. Sparky Anderson was the manager at the time. This was the largest pay settlement. He had a dispute with the Tigers, and it went to arbitration. And I remember I do remember this being a big deal. This guy got $1.85 million to play for the Tigers in 1988, and that at that time was a lot of money. Chump change today, but a lot of money back in 1987. I mean, all of us would be happy to get $1.85 million, no matter what our stage in life, I guess. But I just thought that was kind of interesting to remember and compare the numbers to from then to now. Really, you know, what would a typical settlement in these guys get? What, 14, 15? What's the average? The stars of baseball will get what kind of money? Michael,
oh gosh,
Kenny?
Huge money.
They're making $6-7 million a year.
Yeah, okay.
Some of them even more
Michael
than that.
Went from Michael to rich.
I know.
Rich McFadden.
You look at
had
someone
control.
Like Albert Pujols, who makes $295 million over 10 years.
Right.
Wow. You know, a lot of money.
All right, stand by. Roberta Fasanelli will save you money in just a moment here on Good Day.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find a location nearest you.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
I try to find the right one, but it seems like they all just have one thing on their mind.
Having only one thing on your mind can be a good thing when you find that special someone. At Geico.com, that someone is a car insurance policy, and the only thing on its mind is being your soulmate. Depend on easy online tools for paying bills and managing claims. Picture a life of savings as you gaze into the eyes of a free rate quote. That's our go-to move. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Paid for by Dan Zorin Associates Investment Research.
Hey, Dan, did you hear Obama took a pay cut?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he took a 5% pay cut because that's what other government workers were losing due to last year's sequester.
Well, you know that's peanuts for him, right? I mean, he gets paid a pretty hefty salary as president, but did you know that he also makes an additional $72,000 on average per month on the side?
Wait, President Obama collects money from something other than his job?
Crazy, right?
Where's all this extra cash coming from?
Well, last week I came across a website called secretincome3.com, which explained exactly where the money comes from. But the cool thing is, it also shows how guys like you and me can rake in thousands of dollars every month by taking advantage of essentially the same income secret Obama uses.
You mean there's a way I can do this for myself? Come on, that sounds too good to be true.
If you don't believe me, go to secretincome3.com and check out the story. It's totally free, and you don't have to sign up for anything.
What's that website again?
It's www.secretincome3.com.
Secret Income. Wow.
She's the queen of
champions. I'm telling you about
the
this.
Diva of Dumpster Dive. It's Roberta Bessarelli.
Roberta, brought to you by Kohl's, who are proud to recognize young volunteers for the volunteers' commitment to service. If you know a young volunteer, maybe somebody involved in this school group that got money for orphans using Justin Bieber torture tactics. You heard that story, right? Playing Justin Bieber music over and over again loudly until people paid him to stop, and the money went to this orphanage.
Justin Bieber torture tactics.
Yeah. Right.
something new that the military uses.
Yeah, exactly.
The Middle
East, down in Gitmo. Right. So if you know a volunteer is working on something like that, or maybe a little more imaginative, making a difference, you might want to nominate him or her for the Kohl's Care Scholarship Program. Top winners get $10,000. Nominations are open through tomorrow. Don't wait. Go to ColdsKids.com. All right, so Roberta, what do we have for today?
We have lots of things for babies. Let's start with 5 free pairs of baby leggings. These are normally $10 a pair. You get them absolutely free. You just got to pay for shipping, which is about $12.95 or so. And we have the coupon code for you to get the deal at DougStephan.com. A free crinkle toy. It's like those little things that kids can like, babies can like put in their hands and crinkle around. They love doing that stuff. Again, absolutely free. Shipping is about $5. Car seat canopy. This is a cool little thing you put over your car seat to, you know, provide a dark space so the babies can sleep. They're normally around $50. We have them here absolutely free with a coupon code. Again, you got to pay for shipping. We have a free nursing pillow for you. These pillows are normally around $40. Absolutely free. Just pay for shipping. And shipping is normally usually around $12, $13 on most of these. The Honest Company diapers have a free diapers for you. And a free belly button band if you're pregnant. It's one of those bands you put around your belly to give you some support. And you'll find all these free things at the Queen of Sheep section at DougStephan.com.
Sounds comfortable. Very nice.
Yes,
coming
absolutely.
Up in the next half hour, not only the television report and an update on what's going on in the world, but a way for you to color your hair, a new way to color your hair. 21 after on Good Day.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
She likes, but we like the performer. We're going to review now many of the important performances from American Idol last night. We'll decide whether we like them or not. You can listen and decide whether you like them or not. And you can tell us at facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day, you like any of these people or not. CJ Johnson here. Crank it up, Richie. I always like to go to Roberta first on these. Make judgments pretty quickly. What's yours, Roberta?
I like it.
Do you?
Yeah, I like his voice.
I didn't think you'd like it. Kenny, what do you think?
Okay.
All right. Richie, like it. Right.
He's trying, but I like his sound. I like
that's
that kind
the
of
word. Yeah.
That gritty sound. Yeah.
Sounds like he's
crying. Yeah.
I like
and then?
I like it. It's okay.
All right.
Soulful. Okay. It's got a lot of soul.
Soul. All right, let's listen now as Dexter Roberts, another one of the competitors in American Idol, sings Sweet Home Alabama.
All right.
We're going to like this song.
Bring it home.
It's all about the music. And the judges were talking about this. When I went to bed last night, I turned this on. And I was watching carefully Harry Connick and J-Lo especially. I actually don't get Keith Urban there. He doesn't.
I
like
him. I think they're good.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
At any rate, they are working over these songs pretty well, understanding how important having a popular song is that everybody knows, and then what you do with it.
Not only that, but they take young kids to draw in the young crowd, singing older songs to bring in the old crowd. They really are genius at how they market themselves so that they bring the whole audience in.
All right, crank it up, Richie. Let's see what you think about Dexter Roberts. I think it's okay, actually. What do you think, Kenny?
It's all right. I like the first one we heard better.
Did you? Okay.
Me too.
All right. So, Jen, what do you think?
When I heard he was going to do this song, I was like, oh, no. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, but it's still not.
The danger of picking this song is it's very bar band. Mm-hmm. Or very...
karaoke.
This is a very karaoke song.
Yeah. All right. So, Roberta, your verdict here?
It's okay.
Yeah. The next song, this one could be interesting.
Ben Briley singing Benny and the Jets from American Idol.
Kenny and Riley, have you seen them yet?
Nope.
Oh, but the soul's faced out.
Nope.
Benny and the Jets.
No. Well, the boys have registered their opinion. The girls now?
No.
No. Roberta, okay. Let's keep moving. Majesty Rose singing Let It Go from Idol.
She was great.
You watched this, Roberta, last night?
Yes, I watched it last night.
You watched the whole show?
I came in when she was on.
Huh. Sounds nice. Richie, you walked through the living room while your wife was watching this?
You know, we didn't watch any TV last night.
Yeah.
I don't know what was going on with us.
Right.
This is a hard song to sing.
She has some credibility here.
You know what they should have done?
What?
They should have had John Travolta introduce her and butcher her name. This was the song that he couldn't introduce the girl's name properly.
All right, Jennifer, what do you think?
It's just the same as everything else. It's not bad.
Noisy.
Yeah.
It's not, noisy, isn't
right.
it? Yeah, it's just noisy. Everybody else? Kenny, did I ask you?
Oh, that's
no.
bad.
Yeah,
nothing. Okay, we got
it. Not excited about
it. Let's keep moving. Rishi, Caleb Johnson singing Skyfall.
Interesting. Well,
this is the end. This is from the movie, right? The Adele song?
I would guess.
It's Adele, yeah.
Ooh. 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 All right, quickly. Richie, yes, no?
No.
Roberta, yes, no?
I thought it was an interesting interpretation of the song.
Right. It's interesting that he's singing it, yeah.
All right, and you, Jen?
I don't like it.
Kenny?
It's interesting, but I don't like it either.
pretty much all down to the sea and ships. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, almost every single day coming into my office, or when I'm broadcasting the Pet Show, people are asking me about separation anxiety. What is it? Separation anxiety is, in fact, the inability to cope when loved ones leave, and most often occurs when the dog or cat realizes it's alone. Since the pet's frantic search for its human companions often results in some damage, guardians almost inevitably attribute the effects of separation anxiety to spite. But I assure you that they really don't stay up late at night thinking of ways to get even with you. Although most trouble a pet gets into occurs when left alone, it usually has a lot more to do with boredom, loneliness, and in many cases, separation anxiety. And it's partially your fault. You know, when in doubt, blame mom and dad. When you're home, you feel guilty because you have a latchkey pet, so you spend all the time home with the dog, and then you leave, the dog freaks out. Even when you're home, go into another room, give the dog some private time away from you, whether you're out of the house or not. It will make all the difference. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Here we go back again, 33 after the hour, on the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Wednesday. We are one-third of the way through this month, as you keep track of the days. My stepmother said the other night when Meredith and I went to dinner with her, she said, you know, the time goes much quicker as you get older.
That's what my mom says.
It isn't something you want to be reminded of necessarily, except when you go through the horrible winter that many people in the country have been through. They want to think, okay, how much more time do we have? Well,
someone
fall
kill
begins.
The groundhog.
I mean, fall begins. Good dog. Kill the groundhog.
Kill the groundhog.
Spring begins a week from
grind
tomorrow.
Grind it up into sausages.
Groundhog sausage. Yum.
All right, let's find out what we know and what we don't know about the president's order given to the Labor Department.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
The president and the news media generally saying this will expand overtime pay requirements to a lot of workers. On the surface, this seems like more from the most business-unfriendly administration ever, in my memory anyway. The new regulations, as I have read the stories, I don't have read the regulations, so I'm certainly open to whatever input everybody has that may know more. What I see is that this law would require that business people provide overtime pay for those who now work in classified managerial jobs, executive jobs, that sort of thing. In other words, Richie, you work for a salary.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer, you work in your company for a salary. That sort of thing. The list includes managers of all kinds of businesses, banks, restaurants, computer technicians, that sort of thing. So what currently, if you're a salaried worker, there's a plateau here. It's $400-$500 a week, something like that. So if you're under that amount of money, you're supposed to be paid. And if you're over it, you're not supposed to be paid. Is that right, Kenny?
I'm not sure, but that's not what this got way overblown. That's not what's going
by
on.
The news media's taken it and done what to it?
Turned it into something that it's not.
What is
made it sound like it's an executive order to make everybody
right. That's exactly what it, another one of the president's executive orders that people rail against.
Yeah,
okay.
And that's not what it is.
What is
About every 10 years or so, the Labor Department goes through something that's from the Administrative Procedures Act, where they update lots of regulations about pay. And they do this all the time. And it's just, and this happened the last time in 2004. And it's the same thing that happens again. They come up with what they think needs to be updated. This isn't the president saying, here's what I say you have
to do. So this is the Labor Department?
Right.
How do we know they're not influenced by the administration? After all, the people that work there that run it are members of the administration.
Even if they are, they update the rules, and then there are a whole series of checks and balances where lots of different departments, lots of different members of Congress have to weigh in, agree or disagree, put comments, these get rewritten. This whole process can take years. The last time it under Bush in 2004 when this was done, it took, I think, 2.5 years to get this done.
But every article I'm looking at is saying that President Obama will have to use his executive powers to do this.
He has to do an executive order.
I don't even know where that came from, because that's not what's going on. It's an executive order only in the broadest sense of the word, in that he's an executive, and he has ordered the Labor Department to do their job.
By the focus of the executive order, right? I'm hearing from you what you're reading and sensing here, as it is a part of the orderly progression, supposedly, of how government works. But it seems to me that the policy or procedure or what gets looked at could be influenced by whoever is in power, whoever the administrator is, and whatever the administration is. Common sense.
But the process that this has to go through, the odds are really good that by the time it's anywhere close to being finished, Obama will be out of office.
Long gone. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
It's an election year plan.
Yeah. There you go.
He's doing it to get those lower wage management votes.
Okay. That's good. Now we understand both sides.
No coincidence.
Thank you. 888-302-3684. You want to comment? Ken Kessler is here. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Doug Steffen, the New Jersey honor student last week who sued her parents for financial support, has now buried the hatchet, as it were, reconciled with them. The lawyer who represented her name is Rachel Canning, by the way. That's the lawyer who represented their parents. The lawyer who represented her, well, the two of them apparently got together yesterday, and that's how the suit was settled. So now they're friends. They love each other.
She went home.
She's moved back in. Yeah, back to the house. So I don't get how all of this. I asked last week.
And her moving back home is not contingent on any financial considerations.
No.
Do you think the parents should sue the lawyer that sued them?
Is it a rhetorical question you're asking all of us?
Well, you know, if I were a parent and my 18-year-old child was manipulated by you to sue me.
Well, how do you know? That's the thing.
How did this all get started?
You take it to court and you make the case. Mm-hmm. Impressionable, young, vulnerable woman. I mean, apparently the parents had been going through divorce and reconciliation,
Really?
So, I mean, the girl...
A great American family.
Yeah, the girl was struggling and had seen some tough times over the past year with...
There's always more to the story than...
There's always more
to the story. As what we were just talking about with Kenny and the executive order to do what with pay. I mean, you're right. There's a headline, there's the body of the story, and then there's what the story really means. Yeah. Okay. That you're right about looking deeper into this. 20 before the hour. The supermarket guru on the Doug Steffen website is Phil Lempert, with whom I am going to have lunch. I think it's today or tomorrow, as a matter of fact. I love this guy because his information is so good.
It's so good.
It is so cool. So today in the blog that we're carrying at DougSteffen.com, Phil Lempert tells you how and why cash is making a comeback at the grocery store, when all of us use our cards and there's all this, when you use most of the cards, cost you 3 points. Let's say you spend $100. It really costs you $103 to buy those groceries. You knew that, right? You go and spend money, use a credit card. And so Phil explains this whole story. And sort of the ancillary connection to that is our asking you in the poll of the day today at DougStevin.com, what form of payment do you use when you go to the grocery store? Do you use cash, a check, a credit card, a debit card? Or does it depend on whether you have enough cash or not in your pocket? Kenny, what do you use when you go to the grocery store to buy your groceries?
Cash or debit card.
Yeah. And why is that? Is that something you've always done? Is it something that, what gets you to, what's your feeling or thought? This is the largest, by the way, other than cars and mortgages, this is where we spend most of our money. So, I mean, that's why I'll go to the grocery store later today because I haven't been for the house here in California for a couple of weeks. I'll spend a couple of $100 on just fruit and veggies and that sort of thing. So anyway, go ahead, Kenny.
Well, it used to just be a cash or check. I couldn't tell you the last time I wrote a check anywhere, but because I like to just spend the money that I have. The debit card just
what
made
fun
it
is that?
Convenient.
All right, can we think back to Target and last Christmas?
Yep, I was there.
Yeah, I was there.
Okay, so yes, Target, Walmart, Publix, all of the big stores that are selling lots of groceries. There are 100,000 grocery stores in our country.
Whoa.
You know, right? 100,000 grocery stores. And so when you think about the trouble that people had at Target and elsewhere, that's part of what Phil says is the impetus to moving people back into their. People are thinking when they go to the store, I don't know why this wouldn't make a difference everywhere, not just in groceries. Why wouldn't it make a difference when you go to Macy's? Because they'll have the same. The personal data of 110 million consumers was affected by this phishing attack. And this is, I'm looking at some of the other companies that have been affected by all of this. Neiman Marcus, 7-Eleven, Hannaford Brothers.
You know.
Wow. BJ's Wholesale Club. Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, you just think about some of the stories we've heard about digital finance, excuse me, in the past couple of months, be it here locally, the University of Maryland had been breached, Target, BJ's, and then this Bitcoin thing, yeah. Where a good percentage of the Bitcoin, the largest Bitcoin bank, was breached and basically robbed of all of their digital money. I would imagine you will start seeing cash in people's pockets a little bit more.
Yeah. Remember when you said, we used to have this conversation, I said, nope. You said to me a couple, 3 or 4 years ago,
it scared me.
Nobody's going to have any cash. Now,
right.
Looks the other way around.
When I saw this Bitcoin thing first taking off, it freaked me out in that there could be a digital currency that is not backed by anything except popularity that could decrease the value of the dollar.
Now,
in all other world currencies.
PayPal in this circumstance. I try to use PayPal. Man, it's so confusing for me. Anybody else use PayPal?
Yeah, I use it regularly all the time.
And you find it's easy to use.
Yeah, it's easy.
We make a mess out of it. I don't know what the heck we do. Is that an alternative to using a credit card?
But it's still
Still the money. It's still currency. It's still our dollar.
Right. It's still our dollar, and your information is online and can be breached.
Oh, man. Whenever I buy an airplane ticket, that's why I go through a travel agent, because I don't want to use that. It'd be the only place I'd use my credit card. I just don't want to have that. Remember you and I used to have arguments, too, all the time about how you kept your data
and
records and everything. And I said, no, I'm not doing any of that. I have
Doug,
a computer that keeps all that stuff. It's not connected.
You are still more likely to get your identity stolen from your mailbox or your trash can than you are from your online.
Or from handing a waiter your credit card.
Wow, that's really, you're
think
right about that.
It.
I think you're right about that. Yeah. And we all pay for our meals. I can't tell you how much money I spent the last 3 or 4 days going out with various people. And I'm not a lot of money, but the card was used a lot, 3 or 4 times a day for that sort of thing. And so,
once we adopt the European chip method, it'll be a lot harder to steal the identity.
That is so unbelievable to me.
I know. I don't
us
like that either.
And one country in Africa are the only countries in the world that still use the magnetic stripe on
right.
a credit card.
The chip is better, but you know what's going to be next.
Well, how does the chip?
Print.
I don't know about it. What is the chip?
In the rest of the world, they use an embedded chip. and a PIN
like
number.
Like what's in your passport.
Embedded
almost.
Where?
Mm-hmm.
In the card.
In the card itself.
Oh. In the card. Like when I go to Columbia, card, my wife's credit cards have an embedded little gold chip, and you have a PIN number. Those are much, much harder to hack.
So when people
and the reason
Europe
we haven't
here.
Switched over to it is because we're such a massive...
But not the infrastructure to do it.
Your country and infrastructure. All of the banks, retailers would have to change the card
swipe machines. So when somebody comes here...
Every ATM in the country would have to be changed.
From Europe, how do they pay for stuff using your credit card?
I guess...
They still have the magnetic strips on the back, just in case. But if you go to Europe with a card just with a magnetic strip without a chip in it, you're going to have problems on the parts of the world to pay for it.
Right.
Pay for things. But and you can request. I mean, I've requested. Most of my cards do have the chips in them now. Mm-hmm. You can request that your card get a chip. But the caveat with that is the chips, you need to keep your card in some sort of a metal wallet, a metal container.
And you can put that
because
chip on
the
your
chips,
shoulder?
The chips can be scanned. People, you'll be a funny duck.
They have those wallets now, though, that you can actually put your card
right,
in that actually...
All right, enough.
Yeah.
Come on,
yeah.
We've got to do Jennifer's television report. News on Jay Leno coming up here on Good Day.
In 1949, Scooter hopped on the horn and called up Geico to save himself some cashola.
In 1986, Clarissa gagged on a spoon when her insurance bill was way high. So she switched over to Geico and was, like, way amped with her savings.
OMG. In 2010, Sienna's parents got their savings on with Geico right after her totes awesome Sweet 16. That's nothing to LOL about.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
Right now until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget. Like donor oak laminate for an amazing 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for just $139. Even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $299 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, the sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
All right, so in terms of using Afrin, if you have nasal congestion, this is powerful relief. Afrin No Drip. Starts working in seconds, keeps working for 12 hours. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use it as directed, s'il vous plaît. Time now. I've given Jennifer instructions and directions. It's up to her to perform television news today, Jen.
Use me as directed, too, please, Dougie.
Yes, I will.
All right, Jay Leno, as you so properly mentioned, got a big honor last night. He was inducted into the Television Academy Hall of Fame. And he was not the only one. Rupert Murdoch also brought in there. It was a big night for him. So, you know, he showed up with his wife. There's some great pictures. You should check them out. I'll post them up. Well, I'll give them to Ken to post up on Facebook.
You have the story also at Doug Steffen.
This story is also at DougSteffen.com. He also brought up Johnny Carson in his acceptance speech, which is really kind of a cool thing, I think.
Really? What did he say?
He just paid tribute to Johnny, and he said that it was his greatest honor, and he called his predecessor edgy.
Wasn't really talking about Johnny Carson and the video that's floating around.
No.
Even though
the
Johnny,
porn video, no.
Even though Johnny kind of ignored him when he took over and didn't like him.
Well, you still have to.
He wanted David Letterman.
He wanted Letterman, but, you know, you still pay tribute.
All right, what else?
All right, Fox making some big moves on Thursday night. Starting today, American Idol results show will move an hour later. It'll start at 9 p.m. Pacific time. Takes over the time slot of Rake, which didn't get any ratings at all. Another competition show, Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen, will move into Idol's vacated time period to begin its 12th season. Now, CBS made the big announcement. This is no surprise. The Big Bang Theory, not renewed for one season, not two seasons, but three seasons. That'll take it through season number 10. That's the most highly rated show on TV since 2010.
Hmm. All right, what else?
Tom Bergeron is leaving his hosting gig at America's Funniest Home Videos.
Why would he do that?
Well, because he probably doesn't have to anymore. He's been doing it 25 years.
Yeah, but it's good money.
What?
I'll do it. Somebody call the agent up. You tell him all.
You want me to get you the job?
Call him up.
I'll work on it.
51 after on Good Day.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Money pit time.
Money pit.
I know. It was right on cue there.
That was awful.
You impressed?
That was awful.
Was awful.
That was great. The money pit.
Money pit.
Don't you butcher my theme.
What? It's already butchered. You listen to these guys? You paid them $19 to do this 20 years ago. And it sounds like it. The Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program is hosted by Tom Kreitler and also Leslie Segretti, nationally syndicated around the country. Every weekend you can find out what you can do to fix the money pit, which is your home. Tom is here to guide us through questions that come from folks who are listening. A fellow named Richard is in cold weather. Gee, that describes about 200 million people
exactly.
In this country. All right, so we have letters and questions and that sort of thing. So get your antenna. The tinfoil should be higher than normal to zero in on some of the answers to these practical questions coming right up here on Good Day.
March is the month to experience the greatest feeling on earth at Guitar Center's Green Tag event. And the sale just got better with more deals added. I'm talking about a new guitar, amp, pedal, or whatever you need for at least 50% off list. Like a PV5-in-1 electric guitar pack for just $89. Or a 10-pack of drumsticks for just $9. Seriously, spot the green tags and get crazy deals. Get to Guitar Center to find tons of green tag deals throughout the store now through Sunday.
Hello. This is Scott for Scott's with an important question. Is your grass seed dressed for success? Scott's Tough Builder grass seed is. Scott's wraps each seed in a unique Water Smart Plus coating to help it grow in thicker and greener than grass grown from regular seed. Guaranteed. To learn more, go to Scott's.com. Then put down some Scott's Tough Builder grass seed with Water Smart Plus coating this weekend. Seed your lawn. Seed it.
To keep your new grass growing strong, feed it with Scott's Starter Food for New Grass.
All right, so Tom Kreitler is here from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Richard is worried about the skylight in his kitchen ceiling. Apparently, because of the cold, I'm going to bet that the drip that he's complaining about coming in through the skylight. I always wonder about, I have a couple of skylights in my house,
yeah.
Whether or not, you know, these things are just, you're just inviting a problem sooner or later. So anyway, this guy sealed off the room. The air from reaching the room, plastic sheets, it doesn't look good. But how do you, I mean, in essence,
it sounds to me like
you have to go outside.
Well, not necessarily. This sounds like a condensation problem. So if you have the warm, moist air inside the house and it strikes a skylight that is either a single-pane skylight or one that has a broken thermal pane, so it's not properly insulated, you get that warm, moist air. It strikes the cold glass, and then it condenses and drips. And that can actually add up to a heck of a lot of water that can cause some.
All right, so this isn't leaking. It's dripping now, because of condensation. Ah.
Yeah, that's why if he sealed off the room air from it with plastic sheeting, he basically put an additional layer of sort of an air barrier, and that probably slowed it down. Mm. But I think the solution here is really just to replace the skylight. If it's that cold and that drafting, that leaky, it's costing you a lot of money and lost energy because, you know, heat rises. It's going to go right basically through that skylight. So I would just replace the skylight, Richard. I think that's the solution here.
All right, new skylight. But I was thinking also about what would happen because of the cold. The thing that happened to the collapse of my building on the barn
right.
was the ice and snow melting.
Ice damming, yeah.
Goes to the end, doesn't all go off the roof, so it dams up, and then, you know, the stuff can't get off the roof.
Well, that's right. And skylights, you know, if you're going to put a skylight in, there's a lot of different kinds of skylights. I like skylights that are curved, which means they sit up off the roof. They're not mm-hmm. flush through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And I also like skylights that have a step flashing kit that goes with it. So basically, the better skylights have a tail flashing piece that fits over the whole bottom,
yep.
and step flashing that goes up the sides, and then one sort of head flashing piece that covers the top. So it really is tight to the water. And even if the water's going to back up from ice, it can really handle some of that as well.
Got it. All right, here's a listener named Harley. He has an old farmhouse, E-I-E-I-O, has vinyl siding on it, doesn't have any insulation in the attic, no ridge cap, soffit, no side vents. What in the world? Well, because it's an old house. Can I lay down fiberglass insulation, he wants to know.
Well, certainly you can lay it down on top of the floor of the attic if you don't want to take it out. But the other option to consider is to converting it to an unvented attic, wherein you may have isonene insulation or another type of insulation sprayed between the rafters. Now, what that does is converts it to non-venting. So, in other words, you don't have to worry about moisture at that point, and the cold air stays above the roof. With fiberglass insulation on the floor, the cold air is supposed to stay above the fiberglass. So this is actually an improvement that I'm going to be doing to my house in the next 6 months, and I have an 1886 house, and I really think it's the way to go. If you look at the new homes that are being constructed today, they're very green, very eco-friendly, using very little energy. They all have non-vented attics and non-vented crawl spaces.
And they don't have any character either.
That's right.
The houses,
no, they do. They do.
Nah, the new houses are being built today are crap in comparison to the old
new
better architects.
Product,
what is your problem?
New stuff. Yeah, no longer used to.
Thank you, Pierre. All right. Tom Kreidler, check out the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio website, which is moneypit.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.